Principle does work. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with The Absolute Philosopher. Principle does work. Yes, principle does work. We have all been told about principle, been shown principle, been taught principle, and we have been told that it always works. And then we say, but what about my case? What about me? I'm suffering from this illness. I'm suffering from this cancer. I'm suffering from this cold. I'm suffering from this bankruptcy. I'm suffering from this problems that I have. And I need money. I need relationships. I need health. What am I going to do? Well, let's take one thing at a time. And as we take one thing at a time, we find that the problem's not so great, but it has to be handled that way. Now, what's the one thing that we might take first? Let's say we're taking our health first, because that's quite close to us. It's something that we really would like to have, a healthy body, healthy mind, and a healthy world, but a healthy body. Now, we have been diagnosed by the doctors as having an illness, a very serious illness. It's an illness that is preparing to take our life. And it is getting worse and worse and worse, and we don't know what to do about it. So, what are we going to do? What are we going to do about this illness? Well, we could worry about it, and as we worry about it, then what happens? As we worry about it, it just continues to get worse and worse and worse. And as we think, oh dear, this is the end, what am I going to do now? There's no way to get around this. There's no way to come out of this and be whole and perfect. There's no way to live. Oh my goodness, yes. Living is so important. We want to live. I mean, who doesn't want to live? My gosh, everybody wants to live. And this illness is going to kill. Okay. Theoretically, that should be enough to shake a boat. That should be enough to make you decide, hey, I'm going to find out what I can do to heal this condition, to heal myself, to no longer have this problem, this illness, this disease. I'm going to do everything I can to do something about that. All right. So, you go to your doctors, and he says pills, and he says other types of treatment, and you take that, and it's to no avail. You just keep getting worse. And then you go to other people. You go to spiritual healers, and you say, lay your hands on me and heal me. You read books. You listen to tapes. You go to movies, and you hear about how people deal with healing problems, and you feel, isn't there some way it's going to work for me? Then you go to some metaphysical teacher who teaches the philosophy of wholeness and health. And the metaphysical teacher says to you, there's no reason you have to have this experience except that you want it. What do you mean I want it? My golly, who would want something like that? I don't want that. I surely don't. Well, you want it and you have it. The very fact that you have it shows that you want it. Now, why do you want it? I don't know. All right. So we're going to let that alone. You don't know why you want it. But why would you want to be whole and perfect? Well, if I were whole and no longer had this illness that were chasing me around, I could live a happy life. I could enjoy my family. I could enjoy my friends. I could enjoy my business. I can enjoy the years that I'm here on earth in a healthy body. Well, now, the metaphysician says to you, that's a very fine reason to want to live in a healthy body, to live here and have a healthy body and live a healthy life on this planet Earth while you're here. And that's your choice. Well, then, why did you choose the other thing? I didn't choose the other thing. What sort of nonsense are you talking about? Yes, you did. Because Nothing happens by chance. So you have to have chosen it, or else you wouldn't have it. But that's not good. People think I'm stupid if I did something like that. Well, it's not a matter of what people think. When you live, what do you care what other people think? All you care about is what cause you're going to put in motion so that you have a healthy body. What cause do I put in motion to have a healthy body? They ask. What cause do you put in motion to have a healthy body? The cause you put in motion to have a healthy body is, I like me. I am divine order. I am peace. Oh, I've heard that before. I've heard that before. That's so simple. Oh, is it so simple? Is it so simple to say I like me? Is it so simple to say I like me when you have a problem that's making you very unhappy? Is it so simple to say I like me when you have something that's disturbing you very seriously and you feel very upset about it? Is it so simple to say that? Try it. Try it. Try it. Try it. Try it. I like me. 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 Say it and say it and say it. When your illness pronounces itself into your presence and announces itself in your life, just say, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. And your illness as a conscious idea in your beingness will say to your mind, what is wrong with this person? He likes himself, she likes himself, even when I'm giving them this wonderful disease. And you keep saying, I like me, I like me, I like me. You don't care that it's irrational. You don't care that it's contrary to appearances, contrary to the illusions that you're having. But just say, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. And just like yourself. Give yourself the energy massage and give yourself the feeling that you like yourself. Just gently touch over your whole body, being a quarter of an inch away, saying, I like me, 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 I like me. And your body will say, wow, this is a new attitude. You haven't said I liked me for a long time. I thought you didn't like me. I thought we were just going to part company and I was going to go my way and you were going to go your way. And you say, I like me, I like me. You don't even talk to that sort of talk. I like me, I like me, I like me. And as you say that, changes come about in your thinking. Changes come about in your life. Changes come about in your attitude. But you must be consistent. And say it, and say it, and say it, and say it. And then you say, I am divine order. My body is divine order. The divine order of my body is wholeness right now. And then I am peace. I am peace. And I let my conviction, my statement of truth about myself be realized in my peaceful attitude. I claim this, and I claim this, and I claim this. But I've been doing it. No, you haven't. You think you have been doing it, but you haven't been consistent. You go around telling other people the disease is still there. You go around showing it in your body that the disease is still there. And people look at you and say, oh, I'm sorry for you. And you feel sorry for yourself. And you say, oh, dear, the disease is still there. Well, look, if you're going to do this, you're going to have problems. And you weren't strong enough to handle it while you were creating this thing for yourself. Well, so you're not going to be strong enough to handle it while you're not creating this for yourself, while you're creating a new image of yourself. So, get yourself like Norman Cousins did. He was told he had cancer and that he was dying and so forth, and he was terminal, really terminal. He took a room separate from the hospital, separate from the doctors, in a hotel across the street. And he went there and he paid some nurses to be with him to tend to his needs because he was very seriously ill. And he said, I do not want anything said in this room unless it's happy. I want only laughter and happiness, laughter and happiness, laughter and happiness. I want only happy statements, happy attitudes, happy things. And he did this. He separated himself from the world of illusion, from the world of telling other people that he's a problem and letting them look at him and say, bad man, you're far down the line. And he was just with his nurses who were told to smile at him and laugh with him and not see the appearances, not see the illusions, not to think any one moment about him. And within a few weeks, he was back on the trail to wholeness. And shortly thereafter, the condition was totally gone, and he was back to himself. They called it a remission, but we know better. He decided to put wholeness into motion for himself and experience that in his body, and he did. He decided to separate himself from anybody looking at him, seeing him in any way that showed that he was ill. And he spent his time in happiness in saying, "I like me, I like me, I like me," in saying, "Ha, ha, ha, ha," and laughing and being joyous and watching comical movies and comical things and having each nurse come in each day with a joke to make him laugh and smile. Yes, he put a new cause in motion, that he was a happy guy. He was a healthy body. And his only thought was, "I am whole and perfect now." And he experienced it. Now, sometimes we can't separate ourselves from life like Norman Cousins did. We cannot separate ourselves from our family, our friends, because they need to have us there. We can't go off on a trip. We can't go into our private room and not have them disturb us and serve ourselves when they're not around and just be incognito, be invisible. We can't go off to a hotel someplace or go off to a cabin somewhere and put this cause into motion. Go off to a cave, as the gurus would do it, and put this cause in motion dedicatedly, completely. Do you really want it? If you want it, give it your whole heart, your whole soul, your whole being. I've worked with a lot of people, and they've come here to campus, and I told them what to do, and they didn't do it. They amused themselves with things that were here on campus, and they amused themselves with ideas, and they amused themselves with the people who were here, and they should have completely gone into seclusion, completely gone into seclusion of being themselves and claiming the truth about their wholeness and their perfection. If any had ever done that, and there are some who have, wholeness is theirs. It's not a matter of where you do it. You can do it here, you can do it there, you can do it anywhere. But you want seclusion. You want to be by yourself and say, "I like me, I like me, I like me, I'm divine order, I am peace. I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace. I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace. I'm whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body." Think only of wholeness. Think only of perfection. Get a smile on your face. Get laughter in your heart. Get joy in your being. And know that wholeness is yours. Just the moment you absolutely, unconditionally claim it and experience it and know it. And whatever was there before is gone, never more to be remembered. Yeah. One-pointedness. You know, if you die, you put away the body and given up on it. Okay. If you go to seclusion, you're living. And you're not giving up on the body, but you're giving up on the world around you which wants to see you as ill. Because the world can only believe in appearances. That's all they've been taught to do. That's what we've been taught to do. And today, we want to believe in the truth about ourselves, that we're whole and perfect. I like me. I'm divine order. I'm peace. Believe that. Know that. Live that. Experience that. And my goodness sakes, live a long, long, happy, wholesome, wonderful life. That's my blessing for each of you who would choose to be healed. Release the past. Live in the present of wholeness and perfection. Have a wonderful evening. And I see you whole and perfect now and forevermore. And that's all that I know about you. Because I love you. I love you. I love you.